Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We have a new segment today. It is called Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg. I am very happy to introduce this new regular segment to our show and Jim Scheinberg. What issue is more pressing to most families than money, especially given our times? We will cover a variety of money-related topics in this segment with obviously an emphasis and a focus on the family. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner of North Peer Fiduciary Management. He received his Certified Investment Management Analyst designation. Excuse me, Jim, that is a mouthful.
It's a mouthful.
Yes, from the Wharton School of Business, and he has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years. And I might add, he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well. So I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I am very well, having a really good time today, and very excited about our new segment, which I wish I had thought of on my own. You actually came up with the idea, which I think is such a fitting one for our show, because you actually, by bringing up the subject, reminded me that in over 100 columns, I had hardly touched on the issue of money, which is a very big issue for everybody, more so, I think, nowadays, and families are always struggling with money issues. So I thank you for not only the idea, but for joining me on the show.
Look forward to it. It should be a good series.
So it's the beginning of the year, and it was your idea, which I thought was great, that we discuss some of the general themes a family or an individual should think about as the new year begins. Where would you like to begin?
Well, you don't need to do any of these at the new year, but it seems that everybody likes to take the turning of the clock and turning of the calendar as being this milestone that they can reassess things. And as such, if you choose to do so and you choose to have things along the lines of New Year's resolutions, there's no better time than to get your handles or your hands back on your financial situation's handles. At the end of the day, you really just need to know, where are you, what do you have, and where are you going? So the first thing you need to do is just review your assets and how they're allocated. Especially because of a year like last year and the last couple of years with the volatile markets, things can really change.
I think what you're talking about is so basic, yet there are so many people that work so hard to make the money they make and spend so little time looking at it or managing it. Now, obviously, if you have a good manager like yourself, you're taking care of the primary allocations, but it is my responsibility to still be on top of it, even if I have somebody as sharp as you that manages it.
Well, it's true, and a lot of your listeners most likely have multiple relationships or multiple places that they have assets. You can have 401k plans, maybe from your current and past employers. You may have multiple brokerage firm and advisor relationships, and some people invest directly at the mutual funds themselves, and there's generally not one quarterback to oversee the whole entire playing field. So if that's the case, your listeners need to go ahead and be that quarterback, or at least hire somebody who can aggregate all those assets and get that 30,000-foot picture.
Well, absolutely. And you're talking about not just stocks and bonds, but all the other asset classes.
Yeah, it's not as simple as stocks and bonds anymore. Now we need to look at large and small companies when you have stocks, growth and value. They've been very, very differing in their performance over the last few years.
Okay, wait. I'm going to stop you. You taught me, but I bet you half of our listeners don't understand. They obviously understand what a growth market might be, a growth stock, just because it's implicit. But what is a value?
Well, it's funny. Everybody likes to slice and dice the world into two nice, neat pieces of the pie. But the reality is those two terms get defined differently by anybody you ask.
Ah.
The basic understanding is that value stocks will operate cyclically, meaning as the economy ebbs and flows, and growth stocks should be decent earners regardless of what's going on in the economy, i.e. an Apple computer that's got something else going on that's, you know, really not going to blow within the economic winds. But there's a lot of different ways to define that. But clearly you need to at least have an understanding. Like in 1999, when everybody was invested in growth and tech, unfortunately, a lot of families had most of their money all in growth stocks, and we know what happened when the dot-com bubble burst in 2000, 2001. So that's the kind of identification that I'm talking about.
Got it.
These days, international and domestic is the much more important number. We're in a global world right now, but people don't really have a good sense about their breakdown between those two major food groups. And the last thing is that with interest rates doing what they're doing right now and possibly doing what they're going to be doing in the next few years, even your bond category, that needs to be identified as to long and short, because if interest rates go up, your listeners who are holding long bonds who think they might be in safe investments might be really shocked when they open their statements.
Let's get down a little more micro to families and what advice you might give as the year approaches to just parents and their kids and money. How old do you think a kid could be before he starts really learning about money and handling money?
Well, I think a good rule of thumb is the minute they ask you for an allowance, it's time to have that discussion. And I say that with, you know, tongue in cheek, but the reality is that parents can really imprint good spending, budgeting, and planning habits on their children on day one. It can be something that is ingrained from them from the beginning, and it's much more important to understand those subjects as fundamental building blocks than anything that you could teach a 25 or a 30-year-old once they're actually out in the world making money. So allowances, budgets with those allowances. This is a great time. It's the beginning of the year. As husbands and wives are sitting down to the table and reassessing their assets and their budgets, it's a really good time to sit down with your children and create those kind of plans in themselves. You could even create a financial plan, although they're going to have a lot of changes to it over time. Just a concept of, hey, you want a new bike? This is how we save for it. And you actually can create a plan and teach them those habits early on.
Now, speaking of allowances, given that you manage my money, is there any chance that I can get a bigger allowance?
Well, Bruce, if we have another year like we had last year, the cards are looking pretty good.
Good. You mean I might be able to get a car after all and get rid of my 17, 20-year-old truck?
At least a new shiny bicycle.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. how often, seriously, should you talk about making a plan, reviewing your plan? How often should that take place?
Well, you definitely want to check in on your plan once a year. You want to make sure that whatever financial plan you've set about having, that you're checking your assets to see whether they fit in that plan at least annually. And with our clients, we'd try and do it quarterly. You want to update your financial plan at least every 3 to 5 years, or if you go through a major life change, like you sell a house, you retire, divorce, children in college, children out of college, things like that. And then what's really important, and a lot of people don't realize this, is it's important to get a second opinion. We say about every 5 years is a good time to do this, from a disinterested third party. And a disinterested third party is somebody who's basically not trying to win your business, okay? So somebody who doesn't have a horse in this race. That can be a paid disinterested third party, like a consultant like my firm, or that can just simply be a family or friend, a family member or friend who's an expert who can just say, hey, let me take a look at things and give you my opinion. It's always good just to get that kind of litmus test to make sure that you're on track and that your plan makes sense.
That's a very wise thing, because I think even the smart advisor could get stuck in their own kind of habits. So having that third view, which I didn't realize that you will actually do that as well. So it's good for our audience to know. Speaking of which, where can people reach you should they want to learn more about what NPR has to offer? And I know you do have a newsletter, so you should mention that, please.
Sure. Well, if you want to at least just get a glimpse of how we think about the world on a regular basis, or if you want any information about what it is that we do at North Pier, whether it's running money or our hourly consulting services, they can simply send me an email at info@npier.com. That's info@npier.com.
So what other subjects do you think we're going to be covering in future segments, Jim, before I let you go?
Well, Bruce, you know, we have to see what way the winds blow financially. This is going to be an interesting year in 2011. I heard it pointedly said the other day that this may be the year that pessimism ends in the financial markets. And if that's the case, we may be off to a very interesting year. So we'll talk about a lot of things. We'll talk about investments, communications with kids, communications between spouses, plans, and really we'll just take the topics as they come.
I think one of the things you and I also talked about is we'll talk about insurance and estate planning, wills and all that sort of thing, which I think a lot of families can be very negligent about. And then a tragedy strikes and a lot of people are left holding the bag and dealing with a lot of difficult situations. So
absolutely, and that should go in your annual review as well, estate plans, insurance policies, and always update your beneficiaries. That's the tip of the day. Look at your 401ks and your IRAs and make sure the beneficiaries that you have on those are the ones that you want. If you've gone through a life change, they may not represent what you're looking for.
That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. Just kidding. It is time for another break. Jim, great first segment with you. I look forward to talking with you next week.
My pleasure, Bruce.
Thank you very much. It is time for another break. You may tweet me if you want to during a show at Bruce Sallan, at Bruce Sallan, or email at bruce@brucesallan.com. This is The Bruce Sallan Show, A Dad's Point of View. We will be right back for some closing remarks.
My home.